Tamara in Bangor. Morning, Tamara.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning. What's happening to you, Tamara?
Well, basically, I was expecting payments, tax credit payments, into my bank account yesterday. They haven't materialised. I was told that it would be this morning. I have checked this morning, and there is 87p still only in my bank account. I'm sitting now. I have no food, to be quite honest, and I have no electric. And I have spent 45 minutes on the phone with Ulster Bank to be told, we don't know. That is not good enough. What am I going to do when my two children are out of school today and we've no food or electric? It is an absolute disgrace to just simply be told, we're so sorry, unreservedly apologise. That does not help me right now. I need to know when I'm going to get my money. That's just simple. They have known about this for a number of days and there's no resolution to it whatsoever.
Now, when you phoned them, so you phoned them and they said they don't know how they're going to help you. Is that what they said?
Well, basically, they told me, we don't know when this is going to be resolved. We don't know when your account balance will be updated. That's all we can say. I've spent 45 minutes on the phone. For the first couple of times that I rang, they hung up on me. That's just the way they're dealing with it. It's not good enough. I asked.
Now, surely they didn't. Hold on. Surely they didn't hang up on you, Tamara.
They did, Stephen. They hung up on me. It was a... First of all, I was put through to an automated machine for about 20 minutes being told, there's a technical glitch, please be patient, we're sorry for this. And then a number of times I was hung up on, and then when I finally persisted in ringing them, I got through, put through to a call centre, not through to my Bangor branch.
Oh, no, you don't get a local person?
No, you're not getting a local person. No, yesterday...
This is Ulster Bank.
Yes.
Ulster Bank.
Yeah.
Who trade and profit out of positioning themselves as part of Northern Ireland.
And can I just give you an example of how the Ulster Bank do customer service? This time last year, I went 2p overdrawn, but I don't have an overdrawn facility on my bank account. Now, they then decided to charge me £30, and I did not get that back, all for 2p, which they honoured. It was a payment to Tesco, which they honoured. And they said I should have been more aware of my account balance, all for 2p. But yet I'm sitting here today in such a quandary. And what compensation?
Well, I wonder, hold on a minute. I wonder, are you now entitled to charge them 30 quid payment fee then?
I have commented on that on various websites. I'm so blinking angry. It is absolutely ridiculous.
And Tamara, would it help if you actually were able, through the media, to see or hear a personal representative from the Ulster Bank actually speaking to you?
That just touches on my other point. The Ulster Bank website, it has not been updated for 13 hours. That is totally scandalous. I have been continuously checking to see if there's going to be any relief to this situation. The last time it was updated was 8 p.m. last night. They have said in one of their comments on their website, they will contact customers. That is not happening. What are they doing about this? They haven't commented. They have made one comment from a lady over NatWest or somewhere over in England. Nothing to do with us over here over in Ulster Bank. Someone needs to come forward and get some clarity on this matter. I'm totally angry. I am due a few hundred pounds in my bank account. I need that money.
So tell me, Tamara, once again about your real life situation.
Well, I'm sitting here this morning. I've been hungry since yesterday. My electric has gone off this morning and I have no money. That's just simply it. I'm at grassroots level. The little person on the...
So how are you going to feed yourself today?
I don't know. I've already had to go to the corner shop to borrow food from the corner shop. I owe the corner shop money because I've had to put food in my children's packed lunches. That is ridiculous, and it's embarrassing too. It's an embarrassment, and Ulster Bank will not see that.
0845955678. Tamara, maybe you should go down to your local Ulster Bank branch.
I have been told, if I go down to my Ulster Bank branch in Bangor, that to get any sort of money from my account, I need some sort of paper evidence stating I get payments into my account. I then said to Ulster Bank, that would come from you, from my bank statements. I don't have my bank statements. Probably most people on the street might not have their up-to-date bank statements.
Well, sure, don't they keep on telling you these days? Do you want to go online only? Do you want to go paperless in order to help the environment? This is what these institutions tell us now.
Yes, that's right. But you know what, Stephen, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust it. It's totally ridiculous. And as soon as I get my payments, I will be making arrangements to go with another bank, because it's just, this is not on. They're so quick to charge you whenever, over the silliest thing, over 2p overdrawn, and then this happens, and they there's just been no address the issue whatsoever.
This is not about whether there should be a technical glitch or not, and there's nobody hitting the bank hard for the fact that there's a technical glitch. That can happen to any company. Let me tell you, it happens often to the BBC. It is about how it is handled from that point on. Now, I've got to tell you, and I want to try to be fair to the bank, there were people talking to me last night from within that bank, people I know, who were suggesting that the Ulster Bank are actually bending over backwards to help their customers. But we need to hear this.
Yes, exactly. I have yet to see an example of how Ulster Bank are bending over backwards to help me.
Okay, Tamara, thank you very much, and I wish you all the very best.